The amount of music produced as a result of September 11th almost rivals the television coverage. Songwriters recorded their music and sent it to radio stations all over the country, offerings of hope, of vengeance, or consolation. Tara Anderson of WFUV in New York has listened to about 200 of these songs and gives us a review.
Our music department has been flooded with songs about the September 11th attacks, and nobody knows what to do with them. They say you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can pretty well tell what's inside. And lots of these September 11th CDs have covers with pictures of the Twin Towers or eagles flying over snowy mountaintops or Osama bin Laden's face in the crosshairs of a gun. Lots of stars and stripes, too. For the most part, the graphics are fuzzy, the CD jackets are printed right off someone's home computer, and the contact information is a P.O. box somewhere in New Jersey or Arizona. These are mostly people without record deals.
How do you tell the children? How do you tell them why? How do you talk about evil that can come down from the sky?
Looking through the pile of September 11th music, I'm amazed by the different takes on one topic. I can divide them into three broad categories. There are lots of sad songs that tell the story of what happened that day and ask, why did this happen to us?
The sky is empty now, and we all wonder how we're going to live from this day on.
Along with the sad songs, there are a few angry ones, the go get 'em fight songs.
Osama bin Laden, gonna get what's coming. Osama bin Laden.
Revenge songs like this are in the minority, though. Most of the music is upbeat, the soundtrack for a patriotic pep rally.
USA, land of the free.
I feel so sad looking through all these CDs, at all these expressions of grief, not only because of what we all experienced on September 11th, but also because there was so much mediocre art produced in response to it. It's heartfelt, but it's nothing I would actually listen to. Good intentions don't always make for good music.
America with freedom's power. The world will wash a rising tower.
Many of the songs include that familiar refrain of, this changes everything, or the whole world is completely different now, which I think we all believed at the time. But can we honestly say now that everything is different? A year later, when the urgency has waned and we're learning to live with constant vague warnings, these amateur recordings are a reminder of the shock we all felt. And for some of us, the weirdly optimistic possibility that the attacks would inspire us to make our lives truly meaningful. Maybe this feeling was what spurred some of these musicians to write a song, record it, and send it to a radio station. Like this was the time to finally try that music thing for real.
Woke to find the sky on fire, one plane hit low and one hit higher. I watched the tumbling towers hit the ground.
So even though I've got a huge pile of September 11th CDs that won't ever be played on my radio station, I'm glad they were sent to us. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I'm not going to throw them out. I can't imagine what these songs will sound like in 20 years, or 50 years, or 100 years. Good or bad, these songs stand as frozen reflections of a shared American experience.
Tara Anderson is Assistant Program Director at WFUV in New York.
Listen for that bell that freedom. Count your blessings, count your friends, reconnect the broken ends. But this changed everything. Yeah, let that flag fly proud and free, red, white, and blue for all to see. Listen for that bell, let freedom ring. And if you ever had a doubt, just how strong will you find out? 'Cause this changed everything.